A common treatment for anyone who overdoses is the drug naloxone, also known as Narcan. Naloxone is touted as an invaluable tool because it can temporarily reverse the effects of overdoses and restore breathing. But some doctors warn naloxone is not a cure-all and has limitations. One of them is Dr. Ed Boyer, the chief of the Medical Toxicology Division at UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester. We asked him how naloxone works.
Once you squirt it into somebody's nose, it's got to pass through the skin inside the nose. Then it has to go through the bloodstream and finally penetrate the brain. Once it does that, it kicks the opioid, the drug that's caused the overdose, off its receptor and restores the person's ability to breathe.
So as we're hearing this morning, many overdose deaths in the state are a combination of heroin and other drugs or alcohol. If that's the case, will naloxone restore breathing if there's more than just the opioid in the person's system?
If it's heroin alone, it probably works. The problem comes in that there are other drugs which can affect your ability to breathe more than just that dose of heroin alone. It's called a synergistic effect. This synergistic effect is used now in essentially executions where people are given an opioid and a sedative hypnotic. Alcohol is a sedative hypnotic. It's not as potent as things like Ativan and Valium, Xanax, and clonazepam that people take, but it is a sedative hypnotic. I don't know that there's a lot of study being done on how much naloxone it takes in the field to reverse somebody who's got a multi-drug overdose.
So we don't know then if a person is also drunk because they've been consuming alcohol, or if a person has taken fentanyl, which heroin is frequently mixed with and is a much stronger opiate than heroin. We don't know whether naloxone will work in those cases.
Well, the naloxone rescue kits and the people who use this, you know, are correct in saying, if there's no response, give more. They're also correct in saying, call 911. The difficulty arises in that individuals may not understand the way the drugs work on the body and have enough naloxone at hand.
Which I think leads to this question. If a police officer on the scene or a firefighter on the scene or even a friend or a family member revives someone who's out with naloxone, we don't know whether the danger, that momentary danger, is over at that moment.
We don't, you know, because the amount of fentanyl that it takes to kill you or me is only about the size of a grain of salt. If you've got, you know, like a multi-drug overdose, you may not ensure survival after naloxone administration.
Does naloxone have the same effect on people of all ages and states of health?
Broadly, yes. The difficulty comes in that if you have children who've gotten into somebody's medications, or as we've seen an increasing number of cases, somebody's heroin, children need a much higher dose of naloxone because they've received a higher dose of opioid and they're smaller. So the dose that's needed to reverse a child is far, far higher.
Doctor, let me ask you one more question. In Massachusetts, many police and fire departments are distributing naloxone to first responders. There are trainings in communities for family members and friends of heroin users. Anyone can buy naloxone over the counter at a pharmacy. Are we creating a mistaken impression that having and using this drug will generally save a life? Are you worried about that?
I am. You know, there's a great deal of subtlety there. If the first responders use it, generally people will wind up in the emergency department. I think that family members need to be aware that naloxone is very short acting. It can last only 45 minutes or so, and opioid intoxication potentially can last far longer, sometimes hours or even days. I think that the best possible outcome is for somebody to receive naloxone and then be transported to the emergency department. For family members who think that, oh, good, he got naloxone, he's safe, I would offer a considerable degree of caution because I can't tell who's falling asleep at the bedside after naloxone administration. Are they falling asleep because of opioid overdose that has returned because the duration of naloxone action is so short? or are they just falling asleep? And if I can't tell that at the bedside, I'm pretty confident that nobody else can either.
Dr. Boyer, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Ed Boyer is the chief of the Division of Medical Toxicology at the UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester.